Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Amber Geiger found guilty of murder.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
The jury coming back very quickly.
Privately, the president had often talked about fortifying a border with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, talked for the first time about President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani.
In a rare move, the Duchess of Sussex striking back, suing a British publisher after the Mail on Sunday published excerpts from a handwritten letter to her father that revealed painful details about their estrangement.
Senator Bernie Sanders released an income inequality tax plan aimed at closing the gap between CEOs and their employees.
A woman who crossed a safety barrier at the Bronx Zoo here in New York and had a close encounter with a lion. You gotta wonder what the lion's thinking here.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the 334 Market Gift Basket Drawing, which we will do on Friday, somewhere between 2:30 and 2:40. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Anything in the area. You can get it for the restaurant. You can get it for the produce section. Whatever you want. Those Big Mums are great, by the way. I ordered mine today. I'm going to be bringing it in during the weekend. I think I'm going to go get some of the smaller Mums for the patio or for the deck. For the game day, put them on the TV. Look a little festive there. Okay, let's see. Oh, if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. How about them apples? Okay, let's see which way we want to go here. Oh, I know which way we want to go. John Solomon, I found this piece. This is what's called One News America, O-N hay. And John Solomon did this piece. Oops, do you not have it?
I am not seeing it.
I can check emails, but I don't believe I see it.
It would have been in the last one.
All right. No, I am not. I'm not seeing it. But it was Solomon on One News America.
Yeah, it's on World Clear Politics. You want to see if you can grab it.
Okay. Yeah, Solomon's reportage has been... they're coming after him, though.
They are beating the crap out of him. Washington Post now, the New York Times, other people. And it was on another profile. It was 4 days ago. What you may want to do is put in John Solomon, O-N-A. Good job.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, now let me kind of set this up here. This John Solomon on One American News, and it's what we're going to do is we're going to play it in two pieces. The first piece is kind of the setup, and then I'm going to tell Joey to stop it, and then we're going to get into some detailed information here that's pretty remarkable. You ready, Joey Son?
I think so.
Let's hit it.
So the president supposedly picked up the phone and called the Ukrainian president. Why is that wrong? Or is it?
Yeah, actually, I don't think they just picked up the phone. I think it was a planned call. Zelensky was a television comedian who just is starting in his first political job. Ukraine's a critical ally. Early on, my sources tell me that President Trump was not eager to talk to him, wasn't sure that he was up to the job, didn't know what good would come of a call. In the summer, they finally get a call together, and it's alleged in that call, and I have reason to believe it's true, that the President Trump said, you know, if you want to do something to help the United States, since we're allies, could you look at this and resolve this question with Hunter Biden? He's been out there, and your prosecutors are apparently trying to get us evidence. Can you get to the bottom of it? That's my understanding.
Why is that wrong, or is it?
Well, it will come down to the question of, is President Trump doing this because he wants this issue to be resolved for the good of America, or does he want to do it because he's trying to dirty up Joe Biden in case Joe Biden runs against him in 2020?
Okay, so that's kind of the setup, goes into the call. Now, Solomon is going to go through and give you some histrionics on the whole thing that happened back in 2016. This is really interesting.
Who knows what the president's intentions were? Only the president knows. But I will say this. It is very hard for the Democrats to be the high moral ground on this because there is an irrefutable body of evidence that long before Donald Trump had that conversation. And let's give the worst case scenario to it. President Trump was trying to get a leg up in the 2020 election. Let's assume that's it. That is preceded by 2 years of Democrats knowingly and willfully soliciting Ukraine to try to get involved in our election. Again, facts in record, been reported on the record with documents. I reported that in January of 2016, at the beginning of the 2016 election, the Obama White House, the National Security Council, the Obama Justice Department invited Ukraine prosecutors to Washington. First time they had ever done it. They brought them to Washington, gave them a tour, talked them up real well, and they said one thing when they were leaving. We'd really like you to help us build a case against Paul Manafort, who was about to become President Trump's campaign chairman. That gets lost in this. If President Trump's call is politicized, the Obama White House's overture is clearly an effort to engage a foreign power in our election. But let's go further. In March and April of 2016, on the record from the Ukraine embassy here in Washington, so the official ambassador, Ukraine's official ambassador to the United States, gave me this statement. In March and April of 2016, the Democratic National Committee, in the form of a woman named Ms. Chalupa, came to the embassy and asked for the embassy to get Ukraine involved in the 2016 election. They asked for all dirt that Ukraine might have on Paul Manafort. And they asked if, when President Poroshenko, the Ukrainian president, came to the United States, if he could make a statement dirtying up Paul Manafort in the Trump campaign. That is asking a foreign power to get involved in our 2016 election. And I'll take you to just last month, in August. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, member, I believe, of the Intelligence Committee, if I remember, if not the Foreign Relations Committee, but important senator, goes to Ukraine. He meets with the new President Zelensky. By his own admission, Chris Murphy admits that he, and brags that he did this, just like Joe Biden bragged he got the prosecutor fired. When I was there, I told President Zelensky, if you cooperate with Rudy Giuliani and President Trump to, on Hunter Biden, you will lose your Democratic support for your foreign aid in Ukraine. Now, which party is politicizing and getting Ukraine involved in the election? Even if you take the position that President Trump was being political when he asked for that, it's preceded by 2 years of the Democratic Party repeatedly asking Ukraine to insinuate itself in the United States election. And those are the sort of things that I think when you don't get in the media today, you're only getting half the story, just like we only got half the story on Russia collusion at the beginning of that now debunked scandal.
How about that?
Wow.
Now, the question is, how much of everything that he said does Rudy Giuliani also have? And because Rudy has said some, he said he's got videos, he's got texts, he's got emails, and he's got letters.
As well as legal documents, signed affidavits, people under oath, these sorts of things.
And John Solomon has the prosecutor that was fired, his affidavit, that says, this is what happened when I got fired. He also has something from another person saying that was within the government saying, this is what happened.
Before we continue.
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
Cassandra Baker. This is all good. Cassandra Baker, 396-5477. Cassandra Baker, you need to call that number, 396-5477, within this hour.
For the name game.
For the name game. For your chance to win this amazing massage package. One massage that's an hour long. Every month for a year, an hour-long relaxation massage with aromatherapy, courtesy of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. So, Cassandra Baker, call 396-5477 within the hour to win, qualify to win this amazing prize.
This, and if you look at the speed that the Democrats and the carelessness that the Democrats are going after the Trump part of this thing, that gives me an indication of the intensity of what they're worried about is going to come out. Because you got to remember, they know. And particularly if think about that, if Schiff coordinated with this whistleblower, and this whistleblower has some ties back to the deep state, some of the people that are being investigated, and there was any kind of coordination, then, ooh, pox on your house. I mean, that's like et tu brute. It that and this thing could be a house of cards that could come tumbling way down and all around their feet. It I hope it, whatever happens, I hope it happens fairly soon. Big Bird is back in action. Big Bird, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm having a better than average day.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I'm awake. Awake, alert, and able to sit up, take nourishment, and I'm aware of my surroundings.
There you go.
I just wanted to throw an interesting idea out there that y'all need to think about. That I don't think any, it's not really been big time in the media. They've kind of not said anything about it. But the phone call to Ukraine occurred around the 25th of July.
Correct.
Does anybody know what happened during the last week of June going into the 4th of July and right after that? Is anybody familiar with something that happened, or do they remember the fact that first Trump's personal assistant secretary was fired because she was forwarding information to Democratic insider, you know, anti-Trump people? And then right after that happened, guess who else got fired?
Whom?
Kelly.
John Kelly.
His chief of staff, Kelly, got fired. And then right after that, a couple more other people got fired because they were all kind of, I guess those four people. That all happened around the 1st of July. Now, one thing that I saw happen over the weekend was Giuliani was doing an interview, I think it was with maybe Maria Bartiromo, but there was an interview over the weekend that what Giuliani was saying is that, so I think those were people were part of this cabal that might have been leaking this information that's coming up about the phone call, the, you know, the whistleblower thing. But anyway, Maria, he mentioned to Maria Bartiromo that the Ukrainians were not sought out by Trump's people. They didn't call the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians had been trying to reach out around May or June. They'd been trying to reach out to Trump for a while and weren't getting through. They weren't getting through whatever firewalls are in place. And it was suggested that they were talking to John Solomon. John Solomon said, well, hey, go through Giuliani and let's see if he can hook it up. So anyway, Giuliani made the arrangements. And so, but the Ukrainians were trying to talk to Trump because they had issues with some of the very things that have been going on with the, you know, that the Democrats are screaming about. But he had issues with the Democrats. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We reported that they tried to get the FBI to look at this, and the FBI wouldn't look at it.
Right. And anyway, so I kind of have a feeling the whistleblower came from somebody who was fired out of the White House. It may just be Trump, pardon the expression, but trumped up hogwash that, you know, from sour grapes. You know what I mean?
Well, it can be part of the, you know, to me, when I read that report, the whistleblower report, and
we have breaking news.
Okay. Adam Schiff got early account of the whistleblower.
Yeah, this is the New York Times. I have in front of me, broke 18 minutes ago. The Democrat head of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff, Shifty Schiff of California, learned about the outlines of the CIA officer's concerns. President Trump abuses his power, blah, blah, blah. Before the officer filed a whistleblower complaint.
Did it say that they helped draft it?
The early account by the future whistleblower shows how determined he was. Before going to Congress, the CIA officer had a colleague convey his accusations to the agency's top lawyer. Concerned about how that avenue for airing his allegations was unfolding, the officer then approached a House Intelligence Committee aide, alerting him to the accusation against Mr. Trump. In both cases, the original accusation was vague.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something. As soon as I read that report, that was written by Progo.
The House staff member, following the committee's procedure, suggested the officer find a lawyer to advise him and file a whistleblower complaint.
And we've got one in mind.
Yeah, and Adam Schiff even had said something about he had seen a preview of it as one of the comments that came out of his mouth during one of his interviews that he was talking. So, you know, this whole thing is adding up and adding up to you know, just another big
collusion.
It's collusion
in the Democrats' part.
Well, what's going to happen though is, you know, I honestly believe that the connection, the Russia collusion stuff, I think that that all goes back to when Clinton had a lot of their Clintonista people were over there in Ukraine working with, they were working with some people over there about the election going on for Azarov, which was the guy before Zelensky. And they were, you know, and he was against, I forgot what the other guy's name was, but anyway, they trumped up a case against him and pushed him out, and then they had another election, and now this Zelensky guy's there. But even the Azarov prime minister before Zelensky came in office said that they were trying to, you know, that they were fighting against issues coming in from the Democrats to harass them about their, you know, billions of dollars and this kind of stuff. And so I think this whole thing's going to explode. But
I think you're right.
I think it's going to blow up in their face, and the Democrats are going to end up eating a mile of dirt.
Yeah, and let me tell you why it's going to do it, because of Barr, Durham, and the Inspector General. And then what Rudy Giuliani is going to have. Rudy Giuliani is going to throw on the table a briefing on this thing that's going to just tear people up.
The thing that really caps it is the email stuff about how the Democrats were looking for dirt on Trump.
Yeah.
But that's going to go right back up the back door of Ukraine and turn left and go right into Russia. The whole Russia collusion mess. And
And as what Nunes is going to say in a report, is the all of this really began in Ukraine versus Russia. Mm-hmm. At all, because that's actually where Steele met them one time, was in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just think the whole thing's going to come together at the top, and they're going to find out that they're going to, you know, the Ukrainian connection to the Russia collusion thing, that's all going to come together. And when that hits at the top and comes out, I think the whole thing's going to just get
there. You go. It's not going to be the Republicans doing it. It's gonna, with everything that the Democrats will accuse Trump of doing is actually what they were doing. And the guy, Chris Murphy, if what John Solomon said is true, particularly after what he said last week, that guy should be run out of town. Big Bird, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I am. Thank you, sir, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Newstar 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job. And it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox Tonight. A smash.
Wow.
And it's back.
Who is the Masked Singer?
You won't believe the celebrity we unmasked next.
Oh my God.
Then, yesterday they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down. But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family after the Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, busy news day today. Stay in touch with WACV. It's your news time place to be. They just started it like a second ago. Put that on hold so when we see it across the screen, we can go to them on it. Read the Rudy Giuliani tweet.
One moment. If you want a hint, this is a direct tweet happened seconds ago. If you want a hint as to why we are considering a major lawsuit, a small example is Adam Schiff. We can allege he had advance information he knew was false as part of first frame-up. And let's not prejudge this one, but not looking so good. Keep following the real story. Again, that's Rudy Giuliani's tweet just seconds ago.
Okay, so in the capsule here, Adam Schiff knew about this report before it was even printed. And then staff members recommended an attorney. I think we're going to find that to be true, but not the whole truth. I think what's going to do is they're going to have referred to the attorney who's representing the whistleblower, who also used to work for Schumer, by the way. But what we're going to find is that the House committee staff members actually helped write this report. I clearly see that when I read the report, because it was too precise of meeting all of the dots and T crossings of the law. That was it. It was too precise.
And I wonder if any of the people that the whistleblower claimed talked to him also talked to that House committee. People with direct knowledge of the call, so they could frame it with a sort of grain of truth.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
We're good.
Well, that's great. That's great. Guys, look, this is hilarious. I don't know if y'all know this, but the Democrats have now rebranded themselves out in the public as snitches. And in the public, they refer to this as snitches need stitches. And so the Democratic Party has now become the snitch party of our country. And we all know out here in the real world how we feel about snitches. But anyway, I thought that was hilarious that the Democrats have now taken on the belittle themselves to be snitches. So, Dan, let me ask you this. I know we talked about this a little yesterday. I'm going to talk about this some more about all the Republicans. Now, I'm going to give a lot of them the benefit of the doubt because we're going into the presidential election here in 2020, and there is some reasons why some of them may need to be idle. But all of this that we see going on with now with Pencil Neck, and there's some information coming out about old Pencil Neck that he sent his staffers over to the Ukraine and other things. There's a ton of stuff that Pencil Neck's going to have problems with. And so you look at all this stuff, and it's hard to believe that these Republicans who sat on the sidelines during the Obama years and things has not seen none of this, and they all just are so surprised from it that they cannot believe that, you know, they're doing this to Trump, the CIA is involved, and the FBI. You know what, Dan, I know you worked in Washington before, so I'm going to rely on you to correct me if I'm wrong here, but these guys had to know, man. There's just no way that the Cruises and all these people did not know this. What's going on? What is your opinion on that?
Did not know what part of what's going on?
That they did not know that all the stuff prior to Trump being sworn in as president, leading up to it, with all the stuff in the Ukraine and all the stuff with the FBI and all this other stuff that was taking place, all the stuff with Biden was out there, they knew all about it. You're going to tell me that none of these people, the Republicans specifically I'm speaking of, knew about any of this stuff because none of them said a word about it.
I don't know. I don't think that the things that you're talking about are that much were in the mainstream. They may have been mentioned in a article or two, but it wasn't in the mainstream.
Well, yeah, but the point I'm making is we go back all the way to Eric Holder and what they was doing, and then you got the other attorney general meeting with Clinton and all the stuff leading up to there. Where was these Republicans?
Well,
you mean to tell me that Rubio and all these people, Cruz and all of them, they don't know what's going on in the government? They're just holding their positions in their seats, and all this was being secretly done behind their backs? Because it may be possible that may have been what happened, but I find that very, very hard to believe.
Let me tell you what it did happen is that you had a DOJ that would not comply with either the House or the Senate. in the Eric Holder Obama world once the Republicans had taken over. So they couldn't get anywhere with anything. You got to remember, Nunes was just asking for material after material after material and was getting nowhere. Same thing happened once Trump took over, too. But
That's absolutely right, yeah.
But that's because you still had the operational body within DOJ that was stopping it, particularly in the FBI.
Right. And if we fast forward to now for the last couple of years, what would be the excuse for them now?
Well, they're trying to get him. They've got Bill Barr there, and Bill Barr is investigating these things now.
No, I'm talking about the Rubios, the Ted Cruzes, all the Republicans sitting there that are supposed to be with our president.
And the way I look at it, it's good that they're not saying anything. The biggest problem that the Democrats have is they get out in front of the story and they overpump it, and then the story comes out and it's underwhelming. So I think it's good that everybody's kind of being quiet. Let Bill Barr, let the IG, let Rudy Giuliani kind of do their thing. They go and get the goods, and then boom, they throw the flounder on the table. And everybody goes, damn.
Well, you answered the question, Dan. I knew you was the man to answer. That's kind of what I was trending to. And, I think now that more than ever, that is exactly what's going on, Dan. I know a lot of people questioning the Republicans, and I am too. There's a lot of things need to be questioned now, but we should see a major change after the 2020 election if Trump moves on, and that should give the latitude to these Republicans to move forward with our president. And the amazing thing about this, Dan, is the lineup that we're heading to here. If everything stays like it is, then the Republicans hold together and we move into that aspect and Trump does win, then there's going to be very little wiggle room for anybody but the rhinos to actually come out and show themselves. And that's going to be perfect leading into the choice of a president when Donald Trump, if in fact gets a second term, leaves office. So I think everything's set up fine. And thank you, Dan, for answering that question, because I was kind of puzzled with that. I thought that's kind of where I was headed to with it. And I just wasn't sure. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, Rodney, for the telephone call. Drive safe, my friend. Yeah, you know, and this has kind of been a discussion over the last few nights, is that the Democrats have banked everything on taking out Donald Trump because of some wrongdoing he did, particularly with interference of election by a foreign country. That's always been their narrative. If that narrative changes and it's the Democrats that did that and they blow up, they have so overextended themselves. They have so overreached. They are going to look like absolute idiots as long as the media will pick up that story and run with it and report it fairly. Now, I'm not sure if they have the capability of doing it. I think what you'll do is you'll see some people within the media who kind of rise to the occasion and want to be the Woodward and Bernstein. And then once you kind of get some people doing that and they start getting traction, then I think others will join in. But I want to, you know, when Paula Reed goes and Hallie Jackson, then I know we kind of got in there. Dan Morris Show, going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What is life? Life is about compromise. and realizing you can't always get what you want.
Now you can always get what you want without compromise with the new Quattro Pizza from Little Caesars. With two slices each of cheese, pepperoni, sausage and pepperoni, and sausage and prosciutto, it's four tasty pizzas in one, all for just $7. Take that, compromise. How's it feel to get literally everything you want in one large Quattro Pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 at Little Caesars?
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Participating locations for a limited time plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says again, whoever informed an intelligence community whistleblower that he asked Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden is a spy. Also,
the conversation was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It's unworthy of the Constitution of the United States to do what he did in that call. And he admitted to me, he said it's perfect. No, it's not perfect. It's wrong.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says any effort to interfere with Democrats' investigation would be considered evidence of obstruction and could be included in articles of impeachment. A World War II-era B-17 bomber has crashed near an airport in Connecticut with 13 people reported on board.
I will confirm to you that there are fatalities, of which I will not tell you the number yet because during this investigation, it is far too early to discuss those.
Connecticut Public Safety Commissioner James Ravella says some of the passengers are severely burned. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at 9 in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. We're watching the presser with a joint press conference with the President of Finland and Trump. We have the U.S. Ambassador to Finland, who is up now talking about a document he found on his desk, talking about the American Indians.
Yeah, and I guess what they're saying is right now is they secured remains of those Native Americans that were there. Number of petrified bodies will be going back to be put back where they were buried originally in the southwestern United States. They were in, I think, a museum in Finland. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. We're transporting dead bodies.
I don't know if it's true, but West Wing had this episode called the Big Block of Cheese Day, where they would like hand out all these little assignments to all the staffers, and they'd hate it. Then it was the Big Block of Cheese, where Andrew Jackson had the Big Block of Cheese. Everybody could come in, and it's, you know, man of the people. And it's little assignments like that that are funny, sometimes funny and annoying, sometimes like really interesting stuff. I had no clue in Helsinki there's a museum with Southwestern Native American remains that needed to be brought back.
So okay, now they're getting to questions. Sean Roberts is the first one.
Yeah, it's about to start.
But he's going to do the polite thing, and that's ask the question of the visiting head of state.
That's been going on for many, many decades. So I just want to thank you. Outstanding. John Roberts.
Mr. President, thank you. President Inishto. If I could, sir, I've got two pertinent questions to ask you. Maybe I could ask them separately to get a fresh answer out of each one. The three House intelligence, three House committees that are looking into the impeachment inquiry gave notice today that they will be sending a subpoena to the White House for documents and other materials. Will you cooperate with those subpoenas?
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out, John, for the last, since my election, I would say, if you want, and probably, we'll find out soon, but probably even before my election. This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens because we did absolutely. I had a great call with the president of Ukraine. It was 100%. You have the transcript. And then Schiff went up and he got, as the chairman of the committee, got up and related a call that didn't take place. He made up the language. Hard to believe. Nobody's ever seen this. I think he had some kind of a mental breakdown. But he went up to the microphone and he read a statement from the president of the United States as if I were on the call. Because what happened is when he looked at the sheet, which was an exact transcript of my call, done by very talented people that do this, exact, word for word. He said, wow, he didn't do anything wrong. So he made it up. He went up to a microphone and in front of the American people and in Congress, he went out and he gave a whole presentation of words that the president of the United States never said. It has to be a criminal act. It has to be. And he should resign. And some people even say it was treason. But it was a very sad thing. Just so you know, the call was perfect, the real call, the call I made. Many people were on the line, I knew that, because usually when I speak to foreign country leaders, you can name any one of them, but when I speak on the phone, I know that we have many people listening from various intelligence agencies. My knowledge, I know all about it. And so this isn't something like, oh, gee, I'm on the line. Let's talk about a big secret. This is many people on the line. I don't even know how many. We'll find out, I guess. But many people, Mike Pompeo was on the line, didn't say anything. He just, because they listen for both knowledge and for security reasons and for lots of reasons. But the president of Ukraine at the United Nations the other day, and previous to that, he announced through his spokesperson, said there was absolutely no pressure put on him. There was no quid pro quo at all. And if you look at this whistleblowers, which I have a lot of respect for whistleblowers, but only when they're real, his report of the phone call was totally different than the fact. But what got them was they never thought I was going to release the call, because I don't like doing that. I don't want to do it. I hope I don't have to do it again. Release phone calls to foreign dignitaries, to foreign leaders. I don't want to do that, John. I don't want to do it again. But I did it with the permission of the Ukrainian government. We got permission. We called up their representatives and asked them, would it be okay? Otherwise, I couldn't have done it. And if I wouldn't have done it, I would have been exposed to a lie. Because the whistleblower report, didn't he say 7 or 8 times I said quid pro quo? In other words, you're going to do this or you're not going to get money. Now, in all fairness, Biden said it, and he's on tape. In all fairness, you have at least 4 United States senators, Democrats, that said it. And they said it a lot stronger than even Schiff and his made-up story said it. Obama, when he was dealing with the president of Russia, not Putin. He said, hey, tell Vladimir I can do a lot more after the election. You remember that? You didn't make a big deal out of that. Everybody thought, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? My talk and my response, Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice. I can't believe you were that nice. He said that loud and clear. It was perfect. It was perfect. Not a thing wrong with it. To impeach a president over a fraud that was committed by other people that want to win an election in 2020, which they won't, is incredible. This is the greatest hoax. Now, it's gone on for a long time. We had the Mueller collusion delusion, okay? That went on for years. And that's finally done. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. It was a joke, and everyone knows it. And it was from the day one. Now, I get 3 days of peace, and I'm walking into the United Nations, going to meet with the biggest leaders in the world, and I hear about the word impeachment. I said, what did I do now? And it was about a beautiful conversation that I had. And just remember this, the Ukrainian new president, a fine man, said, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no pressure. And he said it a number of times. Okay, what's your second question? Well, you shouldn't be asking two questions.
Well, you're going to want to answer.
Do me a favor. Ask one of the
Finnish presidents.
One of the Finnish presidents.
And then can I come back to you? Because I think you'll want to
answer. We'll talk later, sure. It sounds like it might be a good question.
Let's go on a break. Let's go on a break. We'll go back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Joey, I love what we do.
Yeah.
This is so much fun. I tell you, folks, we're sitting, we're playing this for y'all, and Trump is like masterful. Okay, so John Roberts is going to go ahead and ask a question. Let's listen in.
One of the Finnish presidents.
Dan, can I come back to you? Because I think you'll want to answer.
We'll talk later, sure. Well, it sounds like it might be a good question. Let me see if I like the question. Go ahead. Maybe for the first time in 3 years, I'll have a good question, and I'll love it.
There is a report that came out just before you and President Niinistö walked out here that the whistleblower met with a staff member of Adam Schiff.
Oh, I love that question. It shows that Schiff is a fraud.
And
I love that question. Thank you, John. So, okay. Yes, there's nothing to finish.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff.
He's holding it up.
Right there. You know it.
I hate to say it's the New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe they're getting better.
Your response to the fact that that happened and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay? That's what the word is. And I think it's, I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it too. It's a scam. It's a scam. Just to finish on this, I appreciate it. I love that second question, by the way. Should have asked it first. but let me just tell you, the whole thing is a scam. The Mueller deal was a scam. The Russian collusion was a scam. You can ask Putin. Nobody's been rougher on Russia than Donald Trump, okay? Now, with that being said, it would be great to get along with Russia. And we will get along with Russia because it's smart. But nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Okay, ask one, please.
Yes, President Inishow, good to see you again. You had a conversation with President Trump about 5G and how Nokia, Finland's big company, could fill in that space. You also met with Chinese President Xi during the summer, in which you renewed the ties of friendship.
Why don't we drop it here, and then we'll come back when Trump is talking again. Here are some things, folks, that I'm going to be looking for tonight. How is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN going to play this? Well, when I play you the night NBC Nightly News, the opener, and then the stories, what is it going to be like? That is going to tell us a lot about the direction. If it's kind of a trying to protect Adam Schiff, yes, Adam Schiff did know, but he was just doing his job. He was trying to do it the right way, and he told him to go to an attorney. He did all the right things. Or they kind of put a little doubt on it. They're not going to say he did anything wrong, I can tell you that. The question is whether they put doubt on it. If they do put doubt on it, then we may have something here. Are you going to try to fast forward?
I think this is, the next question.
Okay.
Reporters, just two. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Yes.
I'm Mari Karpinen from MTV News Finland, and I have one question for President Trump and one question for President Niinistö. First, Mr. Trump, how will this political storm affect the U.S. foreign policy, especially its relationship with Finland? And second, for President Niinistö, because this is the biggest issue here at the moment, I have to ask, what kind of favors has Mr. Trump asked from you?
Or the other way around.
What favors I asked, or
I think you mean
asked
the other way around.
Both ways, okay.
So the political storm, I've lived with it from the day I got elected. I've done more, and this administration has done more than any administration in the history of this country in the first 2.5 years. I'm used to it. For me, it's like putting on a suit in the morning. People have said to me, how does he handle it? Rush Limbaugh said, I don't know of any man in America that could handle it. Sean Hannity said the same thing. Others have said the same thing. I don't know any man in America, because it's all a fraud. And because of that, and because I know that I'm right, and because I'm doing a great job for the American people, I'm very, very happy living the way I'm living. I thought that I would finish off the first term without the threat of people making false claims. But this one turned out to be incredible, all because they didn't know that I had a transcript done by very, very talented people, word for word, comma for comma, done by people that do it for a living. We had an exact transcript. And when we produced that transcript, they died. Because you look at the whistleblower statement, and it's vicious, vicious. And that whistleblower, and there's no question in my mind that some bad things have gone on, and I think we'll get to the bottom of it. I think it's going to be a total reversal. But I've lived with this. I've lived with this cloud now for almost 3 years, more than that, because it probably started even before. And I think nobody has done what I've done. when you look at tax cuts and regulation cuts and rebuilding our military and right to try. That means people that are terminally ill and very sick have the right to use our medicines, our great medicines, because we're so far ahead of every other country. So many things that we've done. Our vets are now taken care of. We got choice. Nobody thought we could ever get choice. That's when you have to wait online as a vet. You go outside, you get a doctor, we pay the bill. You don't have to wait for 3 weeks to see a doctor if you're a vet. We cherish our vets. At least this administration does, but for many years they didn't. But I take care of the vets. No administration has done, and I've lived with it from the day I got elected. So I'm just fine with it. Okay?
Please. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That was good. Let me tell you, when he says, I know I didn't do anything wrong, and he says it with that type of certainty, you believe him. That was a Ronald Reagan moment. Reagan could look at the camera and say something, and you could feel the belief that he had in himself and what he was saying. Donald Trump just hit that note right there. It's, I am eager to see how the media is going to play this, boys and girls. Eager to see it. 272-9228 if you want to weigh in on your comments. Joey and I are just loving this, and we're dying laughing watching Trump. Trump is just in his element, particularly when he did the part when he's holding up the New York Times article story in his hand. You got it right here.
We'll talk later. Actually, what is your question? Let's see if I like it. Oh, I love that question. And he just starts holding up the report before Roberts can even finish the question. Oh, it's hilarious.
That was absolutely incredible.
Oh,
and again, we're looking forward to seeing how the media is going to play this tonight in the news. They're not going to say Adam Schiff did anything wrong. They're not going to say that Donald Trump did something right. But will they put doubt on the whole thing with Adam Schiff? Do we have enough time to play a little more here?
Let's try.
Mason from Reuters. Mr. President, I'd like to ask you about your use of the word treason. You've used it repeatedly in the last few days. Do you consider anyone who opposes you treasonous?
No. I consider when they lie, when they stand before our great body in our great chamber, and they pick up a story that's fiction, like Schiff did. He took that perfect conversation I had with the Ukrainian president, and he made it into a total lie. It was a total fabrication. And you do admit that. It was a total fabrication. He said, this is what. And the only ones that don't like my conversation are the ones that never read it, but they heard Shifty Schiff. That's what I call a lie. And because of the fact that he's lying about the president of the United States and as to what the president says, you know, I believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, okay? I watch my words very, very closely. And to have somebody get up and to totally fabricate a conversation that I had with another leader and make it sound so bad.
Joey, put this in a hole. We're going to top that out break. We'll come back and pick the El Presidente up right after this.
I am what I am.
The Dan Morris Show.